Blog Talk Radio.
Let's praise him. Man, oh man, I love, love, love that song by Yolanda Adams. My goodness gracious, what a great song. I got the victory, and God is so good. He's given us all that victory. When Jesus came here and died on the cross for us, we all got the victory. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the victory. We love you, and we appreciate you, and we celebrate you. We celebrate your love for us, and we are so grateful that God sent you here to redeem us and to redirect us and bring us home. God is so good. Amen, everybody. How you doing? This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. This is a Solar Nation where we just love loving on each other. And so today we just want to remember to treat our neighbors as ourselves, to love one another. Just do the right thing. You know God loves you, right? You know God, he's done it all. He's given it up. It's all for us. He died. He sat on the cross, and he took in all of our sins to the point where his father couldn't even look at him anymore. He had to desert him, and Jesus never felt that in his entire life on the earth. He never felt the separation between him and his father, but because he took all of our sin on himself, God had to turn away from his son because he cannot coexist with sin. And so, my God, you are so good. Jesus, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming here and blessing us and doing what you did. Man, even in the scripture, he was like, Father, I don't want to do this. He did not want to die. He wanted to continue his life on this planet. He wanted to do whatever. He could bless anyone else. He could go around. There was so much more. He was only 33. I mean, he had so much more life to live. You know, when people die at 40 and 50, we go, whoa. Or even 60, it's like, oh, my God, he's so young. Jesus was 33, right? Right around 33 when he died. So it's like, what's going on? So we just have to understand why he did not want to die. He was part human and he was part God, you know, and so he had to try, and not only did he try, he did do what he was born to do. And that's a question where we need to ask ourselves, are we doing what we were reborn to do? Are we doing it? If you've been saved, if you call yourself a Christian, you've been reborn, are you doing what you believe God wants you to do? Because one thing we cannot do is waste this life. If we waste this life, this is God's life that he's given to us. If we waste it, there's going to be a penalty for that. You can't just waste life. We can't waste this life. God has given us the opportunity and the blessing and the gift. And you know you have it inside of you. We know we have these things inside of us that can be a blessing to the kingdom of God. We need to utilize whatever that is to bless the kingdom of God. Sometimes we just get lazy and we just sit back and we hold back with these, and it's just wrong. Come on, it's just wrong to not do what we need to do for the kingdom of God as he did what he did for us. You know, guys, there's so much going on here in my head that I want to share with you, but I do want to get this music going. I want us to just get, you know, excited, a little more excited, okay, about the kingdom of God, about what God has done for us, about what we can do for God. Not just about what he's done for us, but what we can do for the kingdom of God. And so, and how does that look in your life? You know, you kind of know that, right? You guys, everybody, you know what you can do. And if you don't know, then you get on your knees. Get on your knees. And if, and after you pray and you talk to God about it, you pick up the Bible, pick up the scriptures, and let the and let God guide you, and He will tell you, He will, you will find something in there that goes, whoa. See, God's waiting on you. He's waiting on all of us to do more, to do what we can, to do what we can. I mean, can you imagine as a young man, you know that you're destined to die as a young man, that you're supposed to die. Can you imagine how that feels? Like, and you're dying for everyone else. Because you're God is in you. You are God. You're Jesus. You're already saved. You're God. You're part man and part God. You're good. But you, the weight of the world is on you. That's a lot to carry. So anyway, going, guys, let's start praising Him. Let's lift Him up and just shout out for the joy and be blessed. God loves you. Come on, guys, let's do this.
Oh,
Ernest High Tribet, glorify the Lord. We definitely need to do that. Hey, Mom, this one is for you. We are going way back. My mom used to sing this at my dad's church. Come on, Mom. Because I was blessed with that in my family. And my dad, I remember him preaching, and now he's gone, but I remember him on that pulpit and just spinning and shouting joy for the Lord, and my mother up there singing these songs, and I was embarrassed at that time. I was like, so embarrassed, like, oh, my mom's getting too much attention up there. And so, and I would be in the back of the church with my friends, and we were eating potato chips and, you know, just being a bad little boy. And the pastor's son back there being bad, but, you know, it's just, I was part of the crew. Just remember, Jesus was part of the crew as well, right? He was, I'm not trying to compare myself with Jesus, that's for sure. But I'm just saying, when I said that, I was thinking, he's the Son of God, and he was still a human being. He's still a child. He still had to grow up with friends that were jealous of him. He still had to, you know, the people didn't understand his demeanor. Like, what, you know, who, you Mr. Goody Two Shoes, you know? And I remember someone saying that about me, you know, Mr. Happy Go Lucky all the time. And so I am that way. I still am that way because I love to love, and I love to be uplifting and not down and look at people and think negative. I like to look at people and think positive. I like to look at people and say, you are awesome, or thank you so much for hanging out. And what's up with you today? How you feeling? You know, what are you doing? Is everything okay? You know, I like to be encouraging to others, because it's so good to be that way, as opposed to, man, what's wrong with you? Get out of my face. I can't stand you. You know, that negative talk, that stuff that's just crazy and wrong. You know, I mean, it's just, I don't want to go through those kind of valleys. I want to be in a valley of love. I want to be where God is able to use me and bless me in the process. That's the whole thing. Being a vessel for God, he blesses you in the process. I've watched this. I've felt this. I've experienced this. I know this for a fact, because so many times I've done things for others that I didn't want to do, but I did it because God wanted me to do it, and ended up getting so blessed because of it. And so it's just so good. See, in scripture, Pastor Nick was preaching on the 23rd Psalm, and he wasn't preaching on the 23rd Psalm. That was in my Bible study class, and we were talking about the 23rd Psalm. But in there, there's so many amazing points in the 23rd Psalm. It's an amazing place to go and find God. In the Bible, the 23rd Psalm, oh, it's amazing, because he tells you all about him and who he is and what he will do for you, you know. But there was one thing in there. He said, it leads you in the path of righteousness. He's going to lead us in the path of righteousness. Now, remember this, right? He is going to lead us. He's leading us. If we turn our hearts over to Christ, he will lead us in the path of righteousness. Now get this. This is the key. This is the key. And you need to remember this part. For his name's sake. For his name's sake. He's not doing this for us. He's doing it for his name's sake. He's using us to bless himself, his kingdom. But the reward is that he is leading us in a path of righteousness, which will take us to him. So, I mean, that's where you want to be. But we have to remember, when he's leading us in a path of righteousness, we have to remember, it's for him. It's for the kingdom of God. We are doing it for God. We're not doing it. This is, of course, it's the right thing to do. But, you know, don't get caught up in, like, this is all about me. No, none of this is about you. None of this is. This is about him and the kingdom of God. It is so beautiful to know that God will make it so that he could use us. When he, he don't need us. But it's so nice. Like, I remember my kids would, you know, come and I'm outside working on the car or something, and I would say to my child, can you pass me that, pass me that wrench? And then they pass me, and they stand right there, they give it to me, and then I said, okay, pass me the hammer or something. And they pass me that, and they're just standing there looking and smiling. Says, do you need anything else, Dad? Do you need anything else? And I could see in their beautiful faces that, you know, it was a joy for them to do something for me, to help me out. I didn't really need their help, but it was beautiful that exchange between father and child. And I say, no, that's okay, I'm good, thank you. And say, you're welcome. And then they turn around and walk away. And that's so beautiful. That's how we are with God. And that's how he is with us. Well, he don't need us, but he loves to make us happy. And it makes us happy when we could do something that's good and right and blesses the kingdom of God. And indirectly, we bless ourselves and our families. So, guys, you know, I'm just telling you, this walk with Christ is absolutely amazing. And so, come on, let's just a little bit more here. Let's get some more music here. And just don't worry about the hills and the valleys. God's got you. You're going to go through those. It all comes together. Come on, guys. Enjoy this music with me.
I've walked among the shadows. You wiped my tears away. And I've felt the pain of heartbreak. And I've seen the brighter days. And I've prayed prayers to heaven from my lowest place. And I have held your blessings. God, you give and take away. No matter what. Your grace is enough. No matter where I am, I'm standing in your love. On the mountain I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking down, dreams get broken. In you I hope again. No matter what, I know I'm safe inside your hand. On the mountain I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking down,
yeah.
Beautiful song. Oh, I shouldn't say that song I wrote for myself on my album. That's Why You're My King, and I love that song because, you know, there's so many reasons why God is my King, and I love to tell you that. I love to share that with people. God is awesome, but I also have an amazing young lady on the line by the name of Dr. Gayla Massey Potts, my wife. And so, Gayla, how are you?
Well, honey, I love that young lady part.
Me too.
I'm doing even better right now since you made that reference.
There you go. And so, Gayla, you have some scriptures that you would like to share with us?
I do, and I'd like to begin with the book of Proverbs and with one of the letters of John, First John. But, you know, as you were saying, that, you know, we have to walk the paths of righteousness. In order to do that, we have to know what God wants and how does he want us to behave as we walk that path, how we can stay on that path and not wander off. And Proverbs... they have 31 chapters, and we don't really know, you know, exactly when it was written, but many of the statements and chapters were known to be by Solomon. And one thing I never realized about Solomon is that he's really known to have composed 3,000 Proverbs and 1,005 songs. He was very prolific. And the sayings here are just some samples of some of the things he wrote. And it is really believed that the sayings and Proverbs may have come from other ancient sources. The last two chapters are written by, and I hope I pronounce it correctly, Acher and Lemuel. And there's not much knowledge known about either of those two, but the book of Proverbs is really known as a wisdom literature, and it was very common to what was being written in ancient Near East. A lot of modern, you know, scholars feel that there's nothing in Proverbs that can be dated earlier than 350 B.C., and the latter material when it was added in the second century. But there's no real evidence of that. It may date to the 5th century B.C., but probably much of its contents is older. But the reason that Proverbs would be good is that really it tells us what we have to do, how we must act, so that we can walk that path of righteousness and that we can be a disciple for God, or you may say Christ, who came. And there's no way to cover all of those 31 chapters, but I thought maybe you might know that the major theme seems to be wisdom and instruction. And it infers that fools, people who don't know that path of righteousness, really despise wisdom and instruction on how to behave so that you may be righteous and walk that path toward God. And it starts off with, you know, and I won't read this scripture because we know there are many ways that we have the Bible warning us against violence. But that's how it begins, warning us against violence, warning against the neglect of wisdom, and what kind of rewards we receive when we seek wisdom, and that we have to walk in the way of wisdom. Just in terms of that last thing I said, if you think of Proverbs 2, verse 20 through 22, therefore walk in the way of the good and keep the paths of the just, for the upright will abide in the land and the innocent will remain in it, but the wicked will be cut off from the land and the treacherous will be rooted out of it. It goes on to talk about all the blessings of wisdom, and it's cautioning children, my child, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of his reproof, for the Lord reproves the one he loves as the father, the son, in whom he delights. And it goes on to talk about wisdom being more precious than wealth. We must have the blessings of wisdom in our life before we can walk the path of righteousness. It talks about how the wise will inherit honor, and it tells you what not to do. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of sudden panic or of the storm that strikes the wicked, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Something very important if we're going to try to walk down that path of righteousness. And it talks about us, don't ever envy the violent, always choose the right way. It gives very detailed descriptions of what a father would say to his child so that they listen to his instruction and they're attentive and they can gain insight. And it talks about how you need to get wisdom and insight and prize it highly, and you will be exalted and honored. It talks about the contrast of the wise, the people who choose wisdom, and the wicked. Keep hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evildoers. Avoid it. Do not go on it. Turn away from it and pass on. And it goes on to the end with the chapter 4 that you need to keep straight the path of your feet and all your ways be sure, and do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil. Now, there's real specific instruction on marriage and warning against unchastity, and I won't go into that, but it would be for good reading to look at chapter 5 and look at the marital joys and responsibilities you have when you're married. And it talks about, in chapter 6, warns us against idleness and how idleness and being lazy, and it actually uses the word in the this particular chapter 6 in terms of how it's transcribed and interpreted. It says, go to the ant, you lazy bones, and consider its ways and be wise, because it talks about how we can't be lazy and we can't abide just to rest. It warns against us from trying to sow discord. And it talks about the seven sins in chapter 6. There are 6 things that the Lord hates, 7 that are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that hurry to run to evil, a lying witness who testifies falsely, and one who sows discord in a family. It goes on to talk about adultery and about prostitution. And then again, as we said, it's always calling for wisdom in chapter 8. It says, does not wisdom call and does not understanding raise her voice? And it says how we have to pursue that, to walk that path of righteousness. It says to live with prudence and attain knowledge. And the fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. It talks about the eternity of wisdom, the invitation to wisdom, and it goes on to talk about the trustworthy and not to be a gossiper. So if you are going to be one of the Lord's disciple, you have to be known as trustworthy. You cannot gossip to others. You cannot have a crooked mind.
That's hard to, you know, a lot of times, you know, a simple conversation with someone could lead you into this path of gossip. You know, I mean, you could be talking about something for a minute, and before you know it, if you're conscious to what you're saying, and if you're really paying attention, please pay attention, because paying attention will allow you to capture the moment. It will allow you to know where you are and what is actually happening if you pay attention, right? And so sometimes you could just be talking about, oh, yeah, I saw them down the street the other day, and they were doing this and that and this and that. And then you keep going about, and then they were doing that, and I didn't understand why they were doing it. And before you know it, you're gossiping. So you can slip into darkness very easily. That's the devil's, that's his magnet, right? He seduces you through things that could be so sort of fun and easy, and before you know it, you're doing something and talking about something that's so dark and easy and dirty. And so we have to be careful, because it's a slippery slope. And so, but listen, Gayla, can you pray for us before, because the show, we're going to be, we're about done in another 10 minutes. So can you pray for us? And pray for the listeners and stuff. Wow, my throat's getting a little scratchy.
Yes. Well, let me, before I will do that, but I tell people, please look at this particular book of Proverbs. It can help you so much.
Which book is that?
You should walk for God. The book of Proverbs.
Oh, just, and oh, okay, so the book
of Proverbs. It tells you so much how you have to act for you to be able to, you know, be a
participate
for
in
God.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. And then
I love that book. That's a great book.
Well, yes, and, but remember, that was before Christ. It's ancient writing. So you must also then, I think, look ahead in the New Testament. And I thought that 1 John really talked about the test of righteousness, the test of true love, test of true belief. It talks about obedience and action and how to abide in love and have faith and the source of all love. And it ends, because it's only five short chapters, it will end in talking about victory through faith. And we have to have faith through the Son and understand Jesus Christ so that we can move forward. And it ends in that he writes these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. And I think it's very important. I just thought those two books would be, you know, so worthy of study.
And I also
think, honey, just to tell everybody, and then I'll go into prayer, is it kind of at the end, it talks about the virtuous woman and the good wife. And so I'll have to reread that over and over, so I'm a good wife to you. And I walk down the path of being a virtuous woman.
So let's go
into prayer.
Okay.
Lord, I ask you to hear our prayer. Hear mine, hear Wardell's, and hear all those who are listening as they turn towards you and pray. Hear their prayers, O Lord. Help us to learn what we have to actually do to walk that path of righteousness, what we actually have to do to be your children, to go away from that of the devil, to avoid that of the Antichrist that this next book talks about, that there are so many Antichrists that we will have in life, and so that we can truly see who that ultimate Antichrist is, so that we can be sure not to follow unknowingly in the path of that last Antichrist, that we stay on the path of righteousness, Lord, that we walk with you, that we talk of you, and that we don't turn to this Antichrist who will try to stop all our belief in you and turn the belief in him. Lord, do not let him fool the people of this world, because we are easily fooled. even those who love you, Lord, can be fooled. So, Lord, we pray that we all stay on the path of righteousness, that we all look for in the future the Antichrist, and there will be many, but the last one, that we do not follow in a lack of knowledge of how he will work. Lord, keep us on the path of righteousness. Lord, help us know how to always follow your word, follow that of Christ your Son, and be with the Holy Spirit. And these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And we'll be right back. Whoa, that was awesome.
Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet. My Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb, the ancient seal by heavy stone. Messiah is still and all
Oh, Lord.
God bless you guys. And thank you so much for tuning in to Solar Records Radio today. We appreciate you and love you. You take care. Have a blessed and beautiful week, and let God guide you. And remember to love God and love people. It will bless you. Take care, and we'll catch you later on Solar Records Radio. Good night. God bless you.
Hey! I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much, feeling kind of worn out. All these checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, got me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, God wants more. My love, I've been complicating things just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. We're living in a world that keeps breaking, but if we wanna find a way to change it, it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. All this is freedom. It's peace in the kingdom. Knowing life can be found, love can be loud, cause love is what it's all about. Tell myself to keep this up, God wants more than just my love. No more complicated things, no more need to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. We're living in a world that keeps breaking, but if we wanna find a way to change it, it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. Cause love is patient, love is kind, rescues hearts and changes lives. Love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it real simple.
I see you in everything, all day, see you in every